Welcome back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. We continue on Patriots this week with news out of Western New York. Rex Ryan, Rob Ryan were shown the door by the Buffalo Bills after two seasons for the head coach and one for his twin brother.
Yeah, you know, listen, when you talk a big game, and Rex certainly likes to talk a big game, and you don't deliver, he's just another in a long line of Buffalo Bills coaches who hasn't been able to figure out how to get to the postseason. And I understand you look at it on the surface. He's 500 in two seasons, 15-16. And there's a lot of coaches around this league that are a lot worse than that. But, again, you put yourself out there, and it's probably the right move. It looked like they had sort of tuned him out.
The Bills situation, I think, is more that the failure to be what your brand was. And I mean, you think you buy something when you buy Rex, right? And I have a ton of respect for Rex as a coach, but it was a bad defensive team. So the record might be one thing, right, but you're not good at the part we thought we purchased, right? So it's like, you know, you bought an SUV that is two-wheel drive. Like, you know what I mean? It's like it's not what it was purported to be. And that's probably the biggest issue, because I think when you look at that team and you don't know that side story, they're within a whisker of Miami, who's, you know, everyone's darling now. They've made it to the playoffs. They take them to overtime a week ago. The Bills got screwed out in Seattle. I mean, that changed the outcome of the game. Those were a couple victories, and you probably think differently.
Now, moving on to teams who are bound for the playoffs, the Oakland Raiders have had a terrific season, of course, right there with the Patriots in the final weekend competing for the number one seed. But they have to do it now with Matt McGloin, the backup quarterback, because of the broken leg for Derek Carr.
Yeah, and to me, that eliminates them, because I think that most teams are really reliant on their quarterback. Most really good teams, playoff teams, are going to need good. But that's a team, I think, that the defense is very suspect. They have some individual talent, but as a group, it hasn't performed all that well. Offensively, they're outstanding. And the reason that they're outstanding is this guy has been terrific. You know, he's really come into his own. I think he is sort of a peripheral MVP candidate. And now he goes down, and you just don't know what you're going to get out of a backup quarterback.
And meanwhile, their counterpart in the AFC West, Alex Smith, of course, thought of as a game manager and running an offense that kind of plods its way downfield, now has this big play threat, a guy who scores in every conceivable way in Tyreek Hill. What kind of a difference maker could he be for the Chiefs?
The Kansas City offense can be frustrating if you're a Chiefs fan. If you live in that area, I have a lot of family back that way. It's something where week to week, they're just not going to take chances. Travis Kelce's a nice over-the-middle guy. But your number one assets on that team is Smith's mobility in the red zone, and now Tyreek Hill. The running game with Ware is steady. It's there. The offensive line is a good but not great offensive line. But they finally have that element that gives them a little bit of tinge of danger.
Meanwhile, regardless of what a Steeler great may think, plenty of reason to cheer for Mike Tomlin as the head coach of the Steelers after their thrilling win over the Ravens.
The idea of the Steelers sort of worries me more than the actual product, because they haven't consistently, even Ben Roethlisberger hasn't consistently been himself most of the year. Now, if you're going to face the team that played in the fourth quarter against Baltimore on Christmas, that's a whole different story. 21 points, the last three times they get it, they go down the field and are able to win a game. But, you know, that's ignoring the fact that they had 10 points at that point. If you have 10 points after the third quarter and you're playing New England, bye-bye.
So Pittsburgh is in as the AFC North champion, and its potential wild card round matchup is with Miami, the Patriots' next opponent. We'll talk about the Dolphins right after this on Patriots This Week.